Hey guys, thanks for having me. Well, everyone's buzzing right now about the mini-series I Will Find You. It just dropped on Netflix and it's based on the Harlan Coben bestseller. Just leaves you on the edge of your seat, really good. It stars Sam Worthington, Milo Ventimiglia, Britt Lauer, and Logan Browning. And I actually spoke to her recently on my podcast, Joanne Butler in Studio With.
Stellar cast.
Cool. Yeah, really good. And it was nice to see Madeline Stowe too. Oh, she's a legend.
I'm a big fan. I'm like, is she royalty? Because I was fangirling. This is one of my first times playing law enforcement, so it was very different to have like a badge and a gun. And I had a lot of fun running around on roofs and at tarmacs.
For all you Soundgarden fans out there, guitarist Kim Thayil just released his memoir, Screaming Life, already a New York Times bestseller, and it just reflects on the band's legacy and the Seattle music scene. It's really a good read.
It would have been tougher to write about it in the 90s, although it might have been more popular, but we were still either ascending or moving sideways. There's certainly a volume of anecdotes and references and reflections that we can now address.
Another music legend, Peter Frampton, was in town to debut his upcoming documentary at Tribeca Festival, celebrating 50 years of Frampton Comes Alive. I mean, 76 years old, and this guy is just, no other way to say it, he's still hot. Mumford & Sons also premiered their upcoming doc that follows them traveling across the country, collabing with artists like Noah Kahan, Maggie Rogers, Lainey Wilson, and Darius Rucker.
We are a band born out of collaboration, and we're a band that loves to tour.
What was really fun about this particular experience was we got to unpack other people's songs.
And finally, Wyclef Jean just released Clef Notes, the first installment of his massive seven-part album project called Quantum Leap.
After working like for 30 years, you know, literally genre bending, every genre you could think of, from country to jazz to gospel to hip hop, it was sort of like I'm giving back to my fans and I'm bridging a new fan.
Lots to check out in the entertainment world. For more on all of this and other lifestyle news, check out Life Minute TV.